Welcome back, listeners, to Sandman Stories Presents, a folklore podcast where I read you to sleep or until the next story. I'm your host, Dustin. Today we are back in the Book of Indian Folklore, written down in the Shimla Village Tales recorded by Alistair Cott. In the first story, a prince is helped out by a monkey, who wants nothing more than to go home. And in the second story, the jackal wants to be treated like a king, but there is confusion in his hoo-ha. Okay, let's begin. The Monkey, the Tiger, and the Princess. Once upon a time, there was a king who had 7 sons, and he made up his mind that he would not let them marry unless they married 7 sisters. So he sent his Brahmin to seek a Raja who had 7 daughters and to bring him word. After a while, the Brahmin succeeded and found the Raja who had 7 daughters, so arrangements were speedily made for their marriage. When the time came for the 7 princes to go and fetch their brides, the youngest said to his father, "If we all go, who is it to look after the house and all your property? Let me remain behind, and when my brothers return with their wives, they can bring my bride also." His father thought this was a very wise suggestion, so they set out, leaving the youngest brother at home. After the wedding festivities were over, the 7 brides were carried along in doolies, with 6 princes for an escort. And they halted for the night near a tank or a pond in the forest, but did not know that the place was full of tigers. At night, the tigers formed a ring around the camp and said they would eat every one unless one of the princesses was given up to them. None of the 6 princes would give up his wife. At last, they decided to leave the 7th princess with the tigers. When the procession arrived at the Raja's palace, the youngest prince wondered why only 6 doolies had come, and asked what had become of his bride, but no one would give him an answer. At last, an old man told him what had happened, and the young prince was very angry and disappointed with his brothers, and at once set out to seek his bride. On the way, he met a rat and a jackal, and they said, "May we go with you?" The prince consented, and the 3 set out together, and walked or rode until evening, when they were overcome with fatigue and sat down to rest. The prince fell asleep, but the jackal said to the rat, "I am very hungry. What shall we do for food? You eat the prince's clothes, and I will eat his horse." No sooner did they agree than they carried out their plan. The rat ate all the clothes worn by the prince, and the jackal ate his horse, so that when he awoke, it was to find himself alone in the forest, without either horse or clothes. Just then a monkey came down from a tree and asked him what was the matter. "I have told my troubles to 2 animals before and do not wish to be betrayed by a 3rd, said the prince. To which a monkey replied, "A rat is a rat and a jackal is a jackal, but I am a monkey. Come with me and I will help you out of your troubles." Then they went to the bazaar, where the monkey gave his friend the prince some money and told him to buy himself clothes. When he had bought the clothes, he gave him some more money and said to buy himself a sword and ornaments, and lastly to buy himself a horse, but the monkey advised that it should be a thin horse, fleet of limb. Then the 2 mounted the horse and rode into the forest, where they soon found the princess sitting tied up in a den, with an old blind tiger in charge of her. The blind tiger held 2 strings. One was attached to the girl, and the other to a large tiger, who had gone out with the rest of the tigers, but who, at the slightest pull of the string, was ready to return to give any assistance required of him. The monkey whispered to the girl to try and free herself, and meantime he began to sweep the room and busy himself, so that the old blind tiger might think that the girl was busy with her household work. After a time, the girl managed to get away, and she fled with the prince until the monkey thought they were at a safe distance. Then he turned round and dealt several blows to the old blind tiger, who, in turn, pulled the string. A great big tiger at once came to her assistance and asked her what had happened. But he was enraged to find that the girl had gone and beat the old tiger soundly before setting off in hot pursuit. On the way, he saw a man who was in reality the monkey in disguise, sitting beside a funeral pyre.
"What is this for?" asked the tiger.
"A certain tiger," said the monkey, "has killed his mother today, and this is to burn her upon." The tiger felt remorse, for he had not meant to kill the old tiger. So he rushed back to the den, and this gave the fugitives time to escape further. But when the tiger found his mother alive and well, He was so angry that he dragged her out of the den by her feet and threw her to the ground. Then he ran back to where the monkey was sitting and found him still busy with the funeral pyre, for he said that an old woman had been dragged out by her feet that day, and she was even now being carried to be burnt. The tiger was filled with remorse for what he had done, and for a second time ran back to the den. By this time, both the prince and the princess had escaped to safety, and the monkey joined them. They were always good to him, but he pined for the woods and the forests, yet, whenever he asked to be allowed to return, they would not allow it. So one day he determined to make the princess so angry that she herself would turn him out. He awaited his opportunity and broke all the thread as she was spinning. The princess threw something heavy at his head and he feigned to fall down dead. Great were the lamentations over the faithful monkey, and he was carried in a solemn ceremony to be burnt, just as though he were a Raja's son. But the moment he laid upon the fire, he jumped up and ran off. The princess scolded him for causing her such sorrow, but he explained that since there was no other way of getting back into the forest and regaining his liberty, he had thought that this was the best way. Then they all came home and let the monkey sport in the forest as before. The end. Okay, and the second story, The Jackal and the Guana. The jackal once made itself a throne of bones near the riverside, and levied a toll on all the animals that came there to drink water, making each say in turn these words, "Golden is your throne, silver is its plaster, in your ears are golden earrings, and you sit like a raja." This praise pleased the jackal, and he was puffed up with his own importance. One day, a guana, or iguana, a very large lizard, called by the natives go, came to the river. But when the jackal asked him to repeat the words, it said, "Let me drink first, for I am dying of thirst." So he let it drink, and when it had finished, it said, "Bones are your throne, with cow dung they are plastered. In your ears are shoes, and you sit like a jackal." This made the jackal go wild with anger, so he ran after the goat to kill it and caught its tail in his teeth, just as the goat was getting into its hole. "Hoo hoo," said the jackal. "Don't say who, say ha," said the goat. So the jackal said, "Ha," and in order to say it, he had to open his mouth. So the goat escaped. The end. I got a chuckle in the second story when the jackal was told, "Not who, ha." And of course, my brain went to hoo-ha immediately. And I'm only human, y'all. And I love the monkey helping out the prince in the first story. I'm still unsure how he went to the market naked and bought clothes, but that's the story. And these stories are so fun. I'm really enjoying them. And the podcast shout-out is to the Teacher Think Aloud podcast. This is a wonderful podcast aimed at helping teachers do better. Hosts Anna and Shay do a great job of bringing classroom issues to the show and talking about how teachers can handle them. They are really good folks, and I'm so happy that they create content for my profession. I'm a public school teacher, if you didn't know. And if you like their show as much as I do, give them a like, a rating, and a review. And the listener shout-out is to Pompeii, Micronesia. Don't confuse it with the Roman city of yore. It's a completely different city. It's just named Pompeii. To visualize where it's at, think of Papua New Guinea and go northeast for about 2,000 kilometers. As far as miles go, have fun with that. I'm metric now. It's a very wet island that has jungles in the interior and beautiful shores. The language, Pompeian, is part of the Austronesian languages, which include Hawaiian and Maori and Malagasy. And of course, I would love to visit this island someday, although I might not get a chance. So, to my listeners on Pompeii, I say, Kalangan and Puang Muahu. Thank you and good night.